Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Ole, ole, hellos. It is Thursday, 20th of August, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent, starting in Nigeria. And Nigeria's gross revenues rose to 676 billion naira in July from 653 billion naira in June due to higher crude oil sales and tax receipts. The price of oil, Nigeria's main export, fell sharply early this year as the corona outbreak hit demand, cutting government revenues, weakening the naira, and creating a large financing gap for the country. The global oil benchmark Brent crude has since recovered from a 21-year low below $16 in April. OPEC member Nigeria relies on crude oil sales for two-thirds of the government's revenue. Portugal Sonar has moved to strengthen its position in the local telecoms firm's nose by increasing its stake and ditching a partnership with Isabel dos Santos, the daughter of Angola's longtime former president. Sonarcom, part of the Sonar conglomerate, has dissolved Zopt, a 50-50 venture with dos Santos that had held a controlling 52.15% stake in Nos. Dos Santos was named as a suspect in a fraud investigation in Angola in January, and her shares in Nos were seized by the Lisbon court in April, depriving Zopt as a whole of its voting rights. South African miner Gold Fields reported a fourfold jump in half-year earnings, benefiting from the surge in price of the precious metal. Interim headline earnings per share jumped by a remarkable 300% compared to the previous period. The company says it will remain reasonably cautious about the remainder of the year due to the COVID-19 crisis. Record gold prices and weaker rand have given the South African gold industry, which has produced a third of gold mined in history, a lifeline after disruption caused by the pandemic. And still in South Africa, Standard Bank's half-year profits plummeted by 43%. Bad debt during the lockdown were a significant contributor to poor showing. The bank says with customers laid off and businesses closed, its impairment provision rose above 11 billion rands. Earnings were also affected by the 2.2 billion rand loss in the bank's insurance business, Liberty Holdings. Standard Bank provided over 100 billion rand worth of COVID-19 relief to clients in South Africa and 11 billion rands worth to its clients outside South Africa on the continent. The bank did not declare a dividend this time around. And finally, retail giant Massmart, which is partly owned by the US-based Massmart, has warned that its first half loss may have widened to as much as 44% following a trading disruptions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The group expects its net interim loss to be between 1.12 billion rand and 1.20 billion rand from a loss of 836 million rand previously. The company believed that its loss would have narrowed without the effects of the pandemic. Thank you so much for joining us. That's all for tonight, for today. Enjoy your day, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. Happy Friday, happy Thursday.